Dear friends of the Bellworth Park community, this is Father Scott C. Toler. We live in very difficult times. We ask God, what's going on? It's very troubling, isn't it? Are we going to get back to the normal? A lot of people are afraid, they're discouraged. I want to share with you a reflection today that I hope will help you realize that we're not alone. We don't have to face all this by ourselves. It's by a woman named Jacqueline Laurie Corn. It goes like this. It happens to all of us eventually. Something in life turns sour, perhaps in an unwanted divorce or a terminal illness. It could be the death of a loved one or a child who disappoints us. There are financial or legal problems. Some people struggle with drug or alcohol addiction. It doesn't seem to matter as much what it is as the fact that it is at all. And it all adds up to the same thing. The life we are facing is not nearly as pleasant as the one we are being forced to leave behind. And though concerned friends and relatives may listen patiently and offer advice, we feel they don't really understand why we can't snap out of it or get on with life or even feign interest in activities we used to enjoy. We ask difficult questions. Why me? Why now? But the answer and reasons that we seek remain a mystery. Unfortunately, some people never progress beyond this point. Their good times do stay behind them, and they live out their days in sadness, bitterness, and grief. Yet those of us who are fortunate to have the gift of faith can, at this point, turn to God. Our first prayers may be angry or demanding. We may bargain or plead with God to do it our way. We may go to church more or not at all. And perhaps after all of our efforts, nothing has changed. Finally, in desperation, at the end of our rope, we let God take charge. We begin to accept what we have been unable to change. Still, nothing may change except our attitude. But this changes everything. We find we are feeling better and stronger. And once again, we pray. But this time, it is only to give thanks. We call it a miracle or a healing, but deep inside, we know better. We realize that God has been with us from the beginning. We have only to let go of the burden we are holding alone and reach out for His hand. And God will always be there for us, whatever life brings. We now know, as never before, that with God's strength and love to carry us, the good times are never behind us for very long. I like that. You know why I like that? Because on the one hand, it recognizes the challenges that people have in their life. And we certainly at this time have a lot of challenges. And so not only does it recognize it, but it talks about our response to these challenges, our faith response, the acceptance, the act of faith that God has not abandoned us, that God is closer to us than the air in our lungs, that God will never desert us. But we have to let go. There's a little poem that goes like this. As children bring their broken toys to God for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because He was my friend. But then instead of leaving Him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with things that were my own. At last I snatched them back and said, how could you be so slow? My child, God said, what could I do? You never did let go. Have you ever noticed, or did anybody ever tell you, that when a child is born, comes out of the womb with their fist? Their fist. But when you're around the person who's died, their fingers are wide open. So it's a whole process during life is to let go and let God. To let our fingers open up, to have our hands wide open, so that God can grasp our hands and pull us to Himself. Perhaps the most accurate way of expressing our faith is to say to God, I surrender, I will trust You, I will let You lead my life, because I believe You love me. I believe You have my best interests at heart. I believe that nothing can happen to me that You and I together can't handle. And in doing that, we will accept a blessing from God. So I want to wish you a blessing, you and your families. the different parishes, all three of you. May God bless you and always be with you. Thank you.